We're learning the first parak in Mesechtas Horios. We are in the middle of Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah discusses an event that the great Sanhedrin of 71, situated in Beis HaMikdash, made a mistake in a halacha, something in which people themselves learned from and did. Therefore, they end up violating this thing b'shogeg, and in the event that if it would have been done intentionally, they would have been obligated to chatas. So in that situation, there's a sacrifice called a par helam davar shel tzibor. This bull, because it was helam davar, something which was hidden from the tzibor, this has to be brought in this particular situation. It has to only be done, first of all, when the Beis Din makes this decision b'shogeg. They didn't do it intentionally. They didn't intentionally try to steer the all Klal Yisrael wrong. And also, when the Bnei Israel, the Jewish people, learn from them, thinking and just listening to what they said, as though it's correct. And therefore, obviously, they made that mistake, but because the Beis Din was wrong. So now the Mishnah discusses what happens in other situations. For example, Horu Beis Din Shogegin. Let's say that the Beis Din, as we said, reached a verdict b'shogeg. They made a mistake in the way they paskened. B'yasu kol ha-kahal shogegin, and all of the kahal end up doing this b'shogeg. They follow what they said. Then mavin par. That is the situation when this sacrifice would have to be brought. This par, this bull. However, mazidin. Let's say instead the Beis Din, for whatever reason, b'mazid, intentionally. They know that it's wrong. They know that there's something which is forbidden, which is usur, and they matter it. They say it's okay, and they don't mind everyone else stumbling. In that situation, the usur shaygin, if the people follow what they say, because after all, they're not who would think they would do such a thing. Navin kisma usira. No longer is this sacrifice a helm davar shel tzibor brought. Rather, it's they have to bring a kisva or seira, either a sheep or a she-goat, in which is referring to another name for it is just a regular chatas, a regular sin offering, like an individual who commits an avera. Because since the Beis Din made this psak, they did it b'mezid on purpose, we no longer say that the laws of the par helm davar shel tzibor apply. It's only if it's done b'shogeg. The truth is that we did a violation. We didn't do it on purpose. We didn't know better, so we're not going to be chayv kares, not such a heavy punishment, but in fact we did an avera. Therefore, we would have to bring a karban chatas, an individual sin offering. Then the Mishnah concludes and says, shayin v'asu mazidin har el paturin. Let's say that the Beis Din does it b'shogeg, which is the normal situation, that they reached a verdict b'shogeg, that it was a mistake, and then the people know better. They're like, this Beis Din, they don't know what they're talking about, and they know that they're wrong, but nonetheless, b'mezid, they go out and do it anyway. So, hari elu paturin. In that situation, the Beis Din is pater, because no one listened to them. Also, the individual is pater, because as we said, the only time a karban chatas, a sin offering, is brought, is only when the person does the violation b'shogeg. However, if it's done intentionally, no longer is the karban chatas brought.